Hare Krishna. This evening we are celebrating the 5th anniversary of the deities of Sri Siddhartha and Krishna coming to this auspicious home. With your permission, I will speak a few minutes because it's against the order of the ISKCON GBC. They have ordered me no programs for 3.5 months because of my health. It was a directive order. But I could not refuse Sahadev Prabhu and his good wife Sucharitra. So I'm here. And I will simply speak on one subject, Sahadev Prabhu. Is that all right? Sahadev Prabhu and Sucharitra Devi are two of the very senior-most foundational pillars of Radha Gopinath Temple. I'm not going to go into the details of how he became a devotee because it will be embarrassing for him. But he and Mahaprabhu would regularly play cards together. And go to cinemas together. And read it and eat at restaurants together. Accurate? You cannot hear. Who's in charge of the sound system? No one can hear. Whoever's in charge of the sound system can't even hear. Who is in charge of the sound system? Huh? You are in charge? Who is in charge of the sound system? You're controlling it? You're not the controller. But still, you should try. Could everyone hear? So, I will not repeat what I have already said. But it was Mahaprabhu Prabhu who came to Krishna consciousness in an extraordinary way. Srinathji Prabhu is something like the representative of the cause of all causes for our congregation. But there was a battle and a murder case at Radharas Bihari Temple. Devotees were being accused of crimes like murder, and they were innocent. But with corruption of the police, they were arrested and in prison. And Mahaprabhu was hired or somehow or other invited to be an attorney, an advocate, to help with the devotees. And he felt he needed to actually understand what the devotees believe in order to defend them properly. And in the course of hearing the philosophy and doing seva of defending Vaishnavas, he became one of the greatest of Vaishnavas. How many years your car program has been going on now? Every Friday night for 27 years. In the back side of his house, there has been regular satsang programs. So Mahaprabhu, somehow or other, I guess while they were playing cards one day, he preached to him, and Sahadev Prabhu became devotee. And such a traditional Marwari family they are, that when Sahadev Prabhu became devotee, good wife Sucharitra Devi just graciously followed her husband with amazing dedication. And this family since then has been such an example for all of us. The power of the influence of these devotees is amazing. Their son, only son, Satchidananda, by association with his parents and Mahaprabhu, also became a devotee. And he started preaching in college. And some of the people that Satchidananda brought to the path of bhakti, and some of them were very difficult to deal with, to actually bring to Krishna consciousness. But one such person that Satchidananda Prabhu single-handedly brought to the lotus feet of Prabhupada and Krishna is Ananda Vrindavan Prabhu. A legend in his own time. Satchidananda Prabhu also preached to another legendary Vaishnav, Yudhisthira Prabhu. Where is Yudhisthira Prabhu? He drove me here, so he must be here. But he may not hear the sound system, I'm not sure. Another devotee Satchidananda brought to Krishna consciousness, Sri Gauranga Prabhu. Wonderful Vaishnava. And another person that Satchidananda Prabhu preached to, one of his classmates, for a long period of time before he brought him to the path of bhakti, is Devamrit Prabhu, the president of ISKCON Vrindavan. Who else? They were all classmates. And if we examine the quality of each one of these devotees, they are top class. Not only in their material qualifications, but in their genuine Vaishnava qualities and their surrender, their attitude of surrender. That is Satchidananda. And I remember the family really, really wanted Satchidananda to get married, and Satchidananda was quite aloof from the whole subject. But somehow or other, there was a nice young lady, so devotional, so talented, with wonderful parents, Vaishnava parents, who were coming to our programs regularly. And the marriage took place to Anasuya Devi. And soon after that, another legend in his own time, Abhay, appeared within this world. Abhay Charan. He was born on Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja day. And I remember his mother she asked me for name, and I said, what do you suggest? He was born on Prabhupada's Vyas Puja day. And she suggested the name Aniruddha. And I suggested the name Abhay Charan. And they surrendered. But brilliant boy. He's one of the highlights of the drama festival year after year after year, his wonderful narrations. And then Aradhita, little girl, was born also. This family is involved in so many projects for Prabhupada's movement. But their nature is very much to be in the background. But what they do is foundational to the whole temple. Satchidananda Prabhu, involved in various committees, finance committees, they're involved in the Jamuna Kinari, involved in the counselor system, Sahadev Prabhu, involved in practically any management or organization that is, you know, for the sustenance and the growth of Radha Gopinath Thakur. Gopal's Garden, Bhaktivedanta Hospital, all projects. The one quality that each member of this family has that is extraordinary is everyone has complete trust in them. They simply have never expressed in all these years even an indication that they have their own agenda, that they have any ulterior motive. They simply, whatever they do for Krishna, it's unconditional as an offering of service. And to have, for myself, to have such complete faith and trust in such a family, who's so active in their integrity, in their trustworthiness, in their honesty, and in their total commitment, is amazing. And if anyone's really in the background, it's Sucharitra Devi Mataji. She is the ideal exemplary housewife in Krishna consciousness and mother. She may not be so much in the open, but at home, she just absolutely, totally supports her husband, absolutely, totally raised her children into exalted saints, grandchildren, just in the background, in the entire world, I would say there is no one else more that I have ever seen that really plays the role of a traditional Vaishnav mother and wife. She's really just in that classic traditional role. And, but how much love she has for her guru and for the Vaishnavas is something that is very difficult to explain. She's very deeply rooted in bhakti. And she's right there for everybody. What a wonderful family. And all the leaders who have been around since the beginning of Radha Gopinath Temple and before, they always turn to Satchidananda, Sahadev, Sucharitra Devi. Whenever there's a need for just solid, honest, dependable devotion as for a project, he's one of the first names that comes up in everyone's mind to be a trustee for anything. Yes. So today, I would just like to say publicly how much extensively I appreciate and feel indebted to Sahadev Prabhu and his family. And I believe whether you know it or not, those who have been around long enough, they know it. And those of you who are a little newer, you may not know it, but we all owe a tremendous debt to this family for all they've done to be foundational, as part of the great foundation with Srinathji Prabhu, Krishna Chandra Prabhu, Radha Krishna Prabhu. These families have been there from the beginning, and how much they have gone through inconceivable times and just remained totally faithful. Rohini Nandan Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, these are the families that really are what made up Radha Gopinath Temple. Brahmachari Ashram, when we first started, they were dacoits. They declared war against the Grihastas. It was like a Kurukshetra situation. And gradually, except for Govinda, who came a little later, who started really the trend of good brahmacharis, but from the very beginning, it is these very senior, dedicated Grihastas that have been helping us to make Radha Gopinath Temple and all the projects connected to it what it is. And when Sahadev Prabhu moved from his older house, he specially arranged a house where devotees could come and do kirtan. That's why he bought two flats next to each other and broke the wall. Did you know that that's what this is? This is a flat, that's a flat. He broke the wall open and put right in the heart of this whole home such a beautiful altar. Marble deities of Radha and Krishna, beautiful teakwood altar. And we have had many very critical meetings where major decisions have been made for our projects in this house. It's a very holy place. It's a place of seva. It's a place of bhakti. Today, Sahadev Prabhu and Satchidananda Prabhu, Sutritra Mataji, Anasuya Mataji, Abhay Charan and Aradita, we have all come together to thank you. Everyone, let us express our gratitude by loudly chanting. I don't think the neighbors heard that. Let us chant much louder. Thank you very much. Would any other devotees like to speak something? Mahaprabhu, please. You are the Shiksha Guru for this family.
For 14 days, we came to Naji's 40th year's marriage anniversary. At that time, I met one gentleman, which somebody introduced me that he is Guru of Krishna Chand Prabhu's cousin brother, his brother's son. And he is a face reader. And I introduced to him, he was introduced to me, and Dr. Somaya of Somaya College was standing. So he was telling something, Mr. Somaya, you are like this. And then Sahadev Das Prabhu was, yes, Sahadev Das Prabhu, because Krishna Chandra Prabhu said, you never said Prabhu. So today I am saying Sahadev Das Prabhu was also standing there. And he told, after seeing his face, that this gentleman who is standing here, he is completely unenvious person which I have ever seen anywhere.
Hariva.
He told several things about Dr. Somaiya, which I was shocked. And I took advantage of that. And I say, I am ready to help you. I can come to your home. I can take care of your son. I can take care of your wife. And they say, that's my karma. I mean, don't worry. But I took advantage. But that point what he told about Sadepur was very, very wonderful. I like that thing. Very wonderful.
I could tell that when I looked at his lotus feet. Srinathji Prabhu?
I think, Maharaj, you very wonderfully put all the points. I'd just like to elaborate one point on dependability. 100%, like solid as a, they say, rock of Gibraltar. The British say that.
Govardhan Hill.
Govardhan Hill. Vaishnavs. So when we have serious crisis at... you are aware of the crisis, Maharaj, in 1993. I had Mahaprabhu with me in America, but there was nobody senior here whom we could depend on more, because the spiritual life of 400 disciples, Vaishnavs, depended on man, and that was Sadev. So I was constantly in touch with Sadev Prabhu on the phone. From USA. Mahaprabhu was with me. Then he was traveling to Washington, D.C. and other places. Basically, you know the whole history. So it was, we were there in America, and Sadev Prabhu could hold the fort. To hold the fort when there is crisis. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Krishna Chandra Prabhu. Is Radha Krishna Prabhu here?
Well, as you said, that it's now difficult to capture the situation in the late 80s, but you just brought back those some of those memories that when we... in the formation of the management and the initial vulnerabilities that we had, he was the most dependable. Sadev Prabhu has so much of common sense, and he never bluffs. So you can always depend on him to ask the right questions, and carry the worries till the solution is found. He doesn't let go. So even if we have missed a point, you can go a few months, but you can be rest assured that he would have it in his mind and he would make sure. However small it is, but I think the right word you use is foundational. It's really, this family has been amazing. And Satchidanand Prabhu also, in the last few years particularly also, now that he has some time, and when he does give quality time to the projects, for instance in the hospital, I've seen his intervention, and I've been telling some of our other members, I said, I'm so amazed how he combines all his expertise and background that he has and bringing it. So I'm really praying that, this would be really Krishna's way of somehow, gradually bringing him into, his specialty into, which is quite unique, into some of our projects. His family has been really exceptional, very humble, and they never, they're always in the background. I think, Maharaj, you've captured perfectly, what everybody feels about this family, really. The right words, actually, though we've been with them for 20 years, but they're almost invisible, but then at the same time, very dependent on them.
Thank you very much. Rohini Nandan Prabhu.
In one sense, I am feeling if I knew this program is today of this sort, I would have spent some time and spoken for about an hour.
It's lucky you didn't know.
When, if I recollect from the earlier days, what I have been witnessing, identical, like Sadhe Prabhu, always on Friday, a family member, and we never felt any time, any kind of discomfort talking anything what we talk in the family. So we never felt that he is not a member, so we should not talk. When he goes, then we should talk. So this is what I have witnessed in Khar, when I was in Khar. And what I have been seeing and seen recently also, the relationship of Mahaprabhu and Sadhe Prabhu is such sometimes that an outsider may feel that he is being, in plain word if I say, sometimes being ridiculed or insulted, or I may not be using the right terminology, but what it amounts to. But he has never reacted that how an ordinary person would do. He would just smilingly accept it, whatever, because they have relationship like that. Mahaprabhu would always bring about something of Sadhev. That shows Sadhev Prabhu's quality, that how he ignore that particular aspect, and the next moment he behaves with the devotee in such a wonderful way, which is an exemplary. So many times it has happened. But not that Mahaprabhu out of any kind of intention or, but because of his relationship, past relationship, they enjoy such kind of a wonderful relationship that they can share with each other. Like, but Sadhe Prabhu, how he reacts to that situation, very, very exemplary for me at least, that how a person should be composed and react to situation. So even Mataji always, so many times situation like this has happened, and she has, she being wife, and she also smiles and she laughs, and she just, one time in association of Mahaprabhu, because it's a normal thing for Mahaprabhu to forget, but one day Sahadev Prabhu in association of Mahaprabhu came back from Sri Sri Radha Gopinath temple to his residence and left behind his wife Suchirita Mataji at the temple. That was also how he also, how Mataji reacted to the situation. And see, Maharaj, somehow I am not able to recollect so many wonderful relationship and mercy he has showered especially upon me, but I respect and love, and our entire family, so many times we discuss at home that how wonderfully we have never seen him any time angry, or any time as we have heard from you, the test of a devotee is how he or she reacts to a provoking circumstances. And we have seen those provoking circumstances personified when he is tested, and how he has reacted to this. This is very, very exemplary. We thank Sadhe Prabhu for this wonderful exhibition, and we hope that someday we can also come up to this kind of a standard. Thank you, Sadhe Prabhu.
In over 20 years, since I've known this family, Satchidananda Prabhu, Sahadev Prabhu, and Suchiritra Mataji, and I spent a lot of time with them. In almost 25 years, I have never heard, even once, any of them criticize a Vaishnava. I've never heard them complain about anything. That is exemplary.
Would anyone else like to speak something?
Yudhishthira Prabhu, Sri Gaurang, Anand Vrindavan.
For me, the relation has been very, very special ever since college days. Way back in 84, Sachidanand used to call us for programs. And the one offense that I used to always do was accept the invitation and not turn up. And it went on for many years.
We still do that. Why you say past tense? It went on for many years.
So even now, when I'm testing them today as well with that same bad habit, but it was Sachidanand Prabhu's and Sahadev Prabhu's very gracious and very generous heart that they never ever questioned me, why did you not come last time? And that is the one thing that attracted me so much, that he never asked me. He only invited me, Prabhu, there's a program, you can come and you can... So they never questioned me.
Am I doing that thing?
Yes, that was left to Mahaprabhu. And I would like to express on behalf of my family, especially to Sahadev Prabhu, who has taken immense care. He is my counselor for the last so many years, and he looks after each one of us. I could say I look upon him just as I would my father. And my father passed away about 20 years ago. And Sahadev Prabhu, Sachidanand Prabhu have taken immense care of the entire family. So on behalf of my family, I would like to express my very deep gratitude. I remember once in Singapore I was with you and I told you by mistake or whatever, you corrected me of course, that Maharaj, Sahadev Prabhu is really great. And then I said, Sachidanand is even greater. And then you decisively corrected me. No, Sahadev Prabhu is greater. Thank you. Sri Gaurang Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, even in professional life, Sachidanand Prabhu is an expert. I don't know if a lot of us know, but he thrice, I think, in a row, he got the best employee award in Novartis, which is one of the largest pharmaceutical and agrochemical companies in the world. And you know, obviously, one has to have the right professional skills and the attitude to get that in such a good multinational company. He also has a number of other qualities in terms of his professional life, which has brought him to the to his career path, which he's leading today. I also share the same feelings with Yudhishthira Prabhu has. One of the main things which attracted us was that there was never any pressure from their family to come to the programs, to take up Krishna consciousness. I still remember when we used to invite his family over for a meal in the early times. We were very finicky, or we tend to be very finicky, that if I remember we offered him a chocolate and we normally pick up the chocolate pack, we'll see does it have egg in it, what is inside. He never did that. He just would accept it. Even the food, he never would ask, does this have onion, does this have garlic? They would just accept what was given to them. And that is really what changed our heart. That there was never any finickiness shown. And I think that is really a very, very great quality which their entire family has. It's and which is changing the hearts of a lot of people. Very well.
was very difficult in the beginning days, my Krishna consciousness to come and accept Prabhupada mercy. Because I was coming from a many, many different cults and many, many groups. So one fine day I came to Juhu temple and Sachidananda Prabhu had seen me for the first time after my college days. And when he had seen me that I have come to the Juhu temple, he was very much surprised. And at that time Mahaprabhu was just standing next to him and he told to Mahaprabhu, Prabhu, that here is my classmate and he has come, you please preach him. And then from that day onwards, he was constantly giving me a ring to come back to come to the temple and have an association, but I was always rigid and always having lots of doubts and clarification. So one fine day Sachidananda Prabhu rang me up and he told me that why not you come to the temple. And I was not knowing that he was going to arrange a meeting with me with Devamrita Prabhu. At that time we were telling him Dilip. So he said, Dilip is waiting for you and why not you come. And I remember one day he called me up at 4 o'clock in the evening and myself, Sachidananda Prabhu and Devamrita Prabhu, we sat in the evening at 4 o'clock and it ended at 2 o'clock in the midnight. We were just having talk and talk and talk. And then I could understand Sachidananda Prabhu has really stretched himself just to see to it that I come in touch with Devamrita Prabhu, because he was completely convinced that he will not be able to change me, although being in business and all those things. And I was very rigid with all sorts of conditioning in my time. So he felt that Devamrita Prabhu will be able to help me out. So then he was constantly in touch with Devamrita Prabhu and constantly asking myself to him that how is I progressing in Krishna consciousness or not. And Devamrita Prabhu was always giving me a report. And one find I still remember, he called me up at his car house and he told me that why not we all the friends come together and sit together and just have our share of realization whether we'll be able to come to Krishna consciousness in a very serious note or not. That day I don't forget it. That day he was really talking with me for hours and hours again, just to see to that I remain in Krishna consciousness. So I'm completely indebted to him, just to brought me into Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.
Sahadev Prabhu, please speak.
Hare Krishna. First of all, I would like to thank you, Maharaj. I have no words to express my gratitude to you. And actually, I just asked you about 1.5 months back that I wish to have a program and you were not available for a month, but we still remembered. And after you came back from the UDP treatment, that first day, God Puna festival, you just called me and asked me that will you like to have program. And I told you that I will not be able to have a big program, but it's not. And then you told that after 2 days I will confirm. Actually, I could not pursue because I was not well during that period. But on that day, since I was not there, you asked Mahaprabhu to inform me that you are coming to my place. So, taking care of our family in such a loving way, really touches our heart. And we are so overwhelmed and overjoyed to receive Mahaprabhu's phone that you are planning to come, that we started just preparing for the program that night. And next morning I met you and told you that we would like to have only devotees program. Not we would like to invite not outsiders. So really I have no words to express my gratitude to you, Maharaj, for being so considerate, so lovingly accepting. And out of your own free will, I know that you are being pressurized for other programs like Prerna or Chetna and other programs, but you set aside everything and decided to come here to bless us and give your mercy. Really, we are very thankful. Our whole family is thankful to you, Maharaj, for that. And on behalf of the family, I'm really thankful to you and other devotees for the kind words of inspiration and appreciation for which we are not worthy of at all. Actually, whatever little good qualities you see or the spark of good qualities you see in us is just a reflection of your qualities. We don't have any good qualities. And if anybody has to be glorified, it is you, Maharaj. You have to be glorified, and we are, because of your mercy, we are here. And because of your this quality of appreciating devotees, you are inspiring us and keeping us in Krishna consciousness. Really, whatever we are, because of your mercy, your love, and you have been always compassionate to us, always look after us, always give special attention to us, and that is why we are here, trying to serve you, trying to serve Prabhupada movement, trying to serve the devotees. That's all I have to say.
Kariba. Satchidananda Prabhu.
Little embarrassing for me.
It will be even more embarrassing because you should stand here so people can see.
Welcome. I think, Maharaj, whatever you have said, as far as Sadhya Prabhu is concerned and my mother is concerned, it's absolutely perfect. Sadhya Prabhu is an absolute saint. There is no doubt. I see him on a day-to-day basis. And it may be very rare to find a person like him. And as far as my mother is also concerned, I think her dedication and her strength is absolutely amazing. I don't think, you know, even we are able to really match her sort of schedules which she follows, rigorous schedules. As far as myself is concerned, I think whatever good points Maharaj you have mentioned and the other devotees, I don't think, when I look at all these things and I hear about it, I don't think it really applies to me. Maybe I feel there is an external facade which I create, but I'm not really that sort of a person. It is also true when I try to think back as to what has happened, maybe 20 years back or 25 years back, I don't think from my family side, we came from a very, you know, educated family. My father also, or my parents, never really thought, you know, or really decided as to what direction I should go. It was basically, you know, left to whatever destiny. And I always believe, and this is my absolute firm faith, that from the time I started, I came to Krishna consciousness, it was an absolute miracle in my life. I'm fully convinced about it, right from the way my, you know, life took a turn, the professional life. And I would say the major part is basically played by Mahaprabhuji, played a very significant part, because it took him quite a few years for me to come into the movement. I used to be at the periphery still, and he used to somehow the other force. And over a period of time, I would say his constant, you know, dedication to some of the other bringers, you know, for lectures and programs and cassettes, and he was just sort of showering his mercy. And we were not willing to accept it. And especially I was not willing to accept it. So it took me quite a few years to do that. Yes, once I was convinced, I think, you know, then I introduced it to most of my college colleagues who were there. And I would say that I was never a great preacher. I never used to really preach. I and Radha Gidhari Prabhu used to go to colleges many times. And we used to go and meet a lot of these students in various colleges. There were not too many preachers at that time. But our basic aim was to somehow or the other get, you know, whoever was there to the temple or to, you know, some of the good preachers who were there at that time. So we had found Devamrit Prabhu. It happened after a couple of years. Somehow or the other we used to, you know, get these people to Devamrit Prabhu's feet. And then he used to take care and then convert them. I don't think I have played any significant role in terms of trying to, you know, make devotees Anand Vrindavan Das Prabhu, Yudhishthir Prabhu, Sri Gaurang Prabhu. But whatever I think Maharaj you have said and the devotees have said, I still feel that I don't think I am really, you know, that sort of a person, and I need to do a lot. I always have a tussle in my mind in terms of what direction I need to go into. And I only hope and pray, that's my only prayer, that need the mercy of the Vaishnavas to somehow or the other see that, you know, I'm able to serve in whatever capacity I am all my God brothers and the other Vaishnavas. The only thing I desire now.
Thank you.
Dandavat Maharaj. I'll start with my Dada. He never ever gets flattered. If you tell him that he's a great devotee, he'll say, no, I'm even worse than a devotee who's come into ISKCON one day back. And like Mahaprabhuji, Krishna Chandra Prabhu are much greater devotees. I'm beyond their foot. And he's the most humble person you'll see. He's never got angry in his life, at least in front of me.
That is quite extraordinary.
And Mahaprabhuji and he are pillars to each other. They're incomplete without each other. Dadi, she gets up in the morning, does her chanting, sits for aarti. Then first time she sits down in the day is to have her breakfast. So much hard work. Her legs ache more than anything. She gets up at 3:30 every morning. And her devotion, when Kaladri Prabhu came to her house, he told us he used to make samosas for Srila Prabhupada. And Dadi made samosas for him. He was touched. My Papa, he has so much of work, but his parents and ISKCON is more important to him than everything. He too gets up very early in the morning and completes his chanting. And he also had temptations of a lot of money, but refused just for his parents. Haribo.
Thank you, Abhay Charan Prabhu. Would anyone else like to speak something? Yes.
Abhi has been after me that I should also speak. He went there to bring this mic, then other speeches started. I am proud to have a relation with this family. It takes me back about 15 to 18 years. We got one pamphlet in our house. There is a Radha Gopinath Mandir. There is a Hare Krishna program. Myself, my wife and my daughter, we went there. And we came in contact with Mahaprabhu Das. And he took us and we came in contact with Sahadev Das there itself. And that was the beginning. It was 1990 or 1989 probably. Who abroad for some reason. In the meanwhile, Maharaj had come and they made a program to have a kirtan and pravachan in my house in my absence, and it was arranged by my daughter. She asked me that she wants to make a program. I said, how can you make it when nobody is there? I think she was in the final year and she has not come out from the college. And that association started, and Maharaj coming to our house, it was a mercy on our house. And we came in contact with great Vaishnavas, and that brought us a relation with Sahadev Das. My daughter was married to Sanjeev. From that day itself, we feel so proud that we have also been taken near to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, and that has helped us, and we have been constantly getting the mercy of Maharaj and this family. Whenever we go back to old days when we used to come to Radha Gopinath Mandir so often, it was almost wonderful time and wonderful period. Unfortunately, we shift and our is. But still, I am so grateful. It was his desire that these two families should join together. We are continuing, and I am so proud and so happy our family is so happy. This family is really wonderful. There are no words to praise. Whatever I am telling is coming from the heart. They are wonderful, really wonderful, and I pray God, Lord Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. We first met in 1994. 14 years later, as we the same way, now it has been a wonderful experience for us to meet him. He comes to our car program very regularly. He has to drive such a lot of distance in this traffic, but still, he is there in the audience and using the speaker to do his best. Everyone. So, in like brother, towering figure of inspiration, a personification of love, and somehow or the other, he has shown such consideration and love towards me that I always regard him as my elder brother. I always speak to him whenever I feel I'm mentally disturbed at times. Speak for advice. So he is really a person who lives the life of a Vaishnava, embodiment of all Vaishnava qualities. And I hope and pray that Sahadev Prabhu, his son Sachidanand Prabhu, the whole family continues to be a source of inspiration to me. Some years ago, Sachidanand Prabhu, somehow or the other, agreed to be a part of my counseling group. And it used to greatly embarrass me that he was a part of my counseling group. Because I always was conscious that he's such a wonderful Vaishnava. And his being in my counseling group itself showed what a humility he projected. It's not just projection. His conduct is so wonderful at all times that whenever I meet him, I feel like telling him that I would like to follow in your footsteps. And so this whole family is a source of inspiration to all of us.
Vishakha Prabhu, would you like to speak some words of blessings to the family?
As I hear all the Vaishnavas glorify this family, I feel more and more bereft that I don't know them very well. And I think there are many, many families connected to the Radha Gopinath Mandir that I also would feel similarly about. But, by the influence of Maharaj, by his qualities, he's attracting people of equal caliber. And so we see this wonderful community blossoming in this very difficult city. And I can only feel great inspiration at being exposed to this and great pride in the service that Raghunath Maharaj is doing on behalf of Srila Prabhupada.
Yadubar Prabhu, would you like to speak some blessings to
I also feel I don't know this family well enough, and I've also been bereft of their association. Although whenever I've seen Sahadev Prabhu, he's always very jolly, very big smile, and always so unassuming and very humble. In that way, he's very attractive. Every time I see him, it never fails. And I just want to express my appreciation for the wonderful exchange that we see here tonight. I also saw that exchange with Maharaj and Krishna Chandra Prabhu and his family some years ago. I somewhat forget the occasion, but I just remember the heartfelt exchange between devotees that is sometimes quite rare. I just really want to express my appreciation for this kind of engagement, this kind of satsang, to glorify the devotees and express one's heartfelt feelings about other devotees. It's very wonderful to see. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Shall we take prasad now, Sahadev Prabhu? Prasad is ready. Is everyone ready for prasad? Thank you very much. Vansha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo. Hare Krishna.